Welcome to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Malk.
Well, Mike, the most visible race, of course, is the U.S. Senate seat that has been vacated by Senator Max Baucus and is now held by John Walsh, who was, of course, appointed by Governor Steve Bullock. There's still debate about whether that appointment is going to hurt or help him.
You know, that's a very good question, and it's certainly helping him in terms of fundraising. I mean, he's been able to raise a lot of money. Since he's been senator, in his first 3 months of the year, I think he raised, you know, almost $1 million, which is pretty impressive. But on the other side of it, I sense a lot of discontent out there among Democrats, for starters. I was traveling with the other candidates last week, and there's a fair amount of discontent among Democrats just saying, hey, why did Walsh get this thing? And why should we support him? And is he the best candidate to go against Steve Daines, who they know will be the Republican nominee? So I think it's kind of a double-edged sword at this point.
Well, he is being challenged in the primary by a former banker and now rancher, Dirk Adams, and former Lieutenant Governor John Bollinger. But neither of them have the establishment party support or the same kind of war chest.
No, they certainly don't. And Mr. Adams, though, is putting a fair amount of his own money into the race. He's loaned his campaign almost $250,000 and put another $30,000 of his own money into it. I just think that the fact that he's so unknown among voters and Democrats is going to be very hard to overcome for him. Although I think he's an intelligent guy and an articulate guy, has a lot of interesting things to say, but that complete lack of name recognition, I think, is just tough to overcome in so short a period. Bollinger, on the other hand, has a name recognition. He just doesn't have any money. Nobody's giving any money. He's put in a little bit of his own money. I think what's happening is that, you know, the powers that be are telling everyone, look, you better give money to Walsh. Don't give money to these guys. They're not going to win. I think Bollinger, you know, I think he actually still has a chance to possibly even beat Walsh. It's a long shot, certainly. But, you know, he is widely known within the party and across the state.
Well, Walsh is emphasizing his military career, of course, and here's a TV ad he has on the air.
A lifetime spent protecting Montana. That's why Steve Bullock picked John Walsh to serve as Montana's lieutenant governor and U.S. senator. Together, they passed a tough new law cracking down on child abuse and balanced our state's budget. While too many politicians in Washington have forgotten their oath and put their own interests first, John's working to do what's right, cutting government waste while protecting veterans and seniors. John Walsh, Montana Courage.
I'm John Walsh, and I approve this message.
And of course, Mike, a lot of safe themes in that ad, veterans and seniors and budgets being balanced and so on.
Yeah, this is what we've had so far from Walsh is pretty vague stuff. I mean, he has sponsored a bill on cybersecurity to beef up your protection against spying and those sorts of things from the government. But in terms of other things, you know, talking about protecting veterans and seniors and cutting the budget, I mean, this is just, you know, very general stuff that's certainly poll tested. And he also mentioned a couple other things there, you know, balancing the state budget. Well, you have to do that if you're the governor and the lieutenant governor. That's required by the Constitution. And the child abuse bill, you know, that's, I think I know what bill they're talking about, but I don't recall that being made a big deal of during the session at all.
Well, on the Republican primary side, Congressman Steve Daines has the biggest war chest and lots of name recognition now. And even though he has two challengers, Susan Cundiff of Missoula and Champ Edmonds, he's by far the front runner.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that Steve Daines is going to win the primary by a large margin. He's got the support of just about everybody in the Republican Party. The Tea Partiers have endorsed him. And he's going to be a very tough candidate to beat in the general election, I think.
Well, his latest television ad emphasizes his strong business background.
I'm Steve Daines, and I spent 28 years in business creating jobs. In the real world, if you don't do your job, you don't get paid. But that's not how it works in Washington. That's why the very first bill I introduced was called the Balanced Budget Accountability Act. It says if Congress doesn't balance the budget, then they shouldn't get paid. No balanced budget, no paycheck. I'm Steve Daines, and I approve this message because Washington needs accountability and some Montana common sense.
And, of course, Congressman Daines could probably afford to forego his congressional salary, but this has good, solid Republican themes in it.
It certainly does. You know, talking about Washington being broke and wasting all of our money, you know, we need some good common sense back in D.C., just like Montana business people have. You know, how can you go wrong with that? I think what's going to happen, though, is that Democrats and people who want to defeat Daines are going to say, okay, let's talk about your voting record. Let's talk about the fact that your voting record so far is probably places you among the most conservative House members that Montana's ever had. And that's not necessarily bad. There's a lot of conservative people in Montana. But that's what the focus is going to be, to talk about where he really stands in the political spectrum and whether that is what Montanans, many of whom are independents, want to support.
And Chuck, the U.S. House race in Montana is less visible, but certainly intriguing. And on the Democratic side, we have a political newcomer, John Lewis, and a former public service commissioner and perennial candidate, John Driscoll.
Yes, John Lewis is the clear choice of the Democratic establishment, and he's trying to avoid happened to him what happened to Jim Hunt in 2008 when Driscoll got in the race late, spent zero money, and upset Hunt in the primary. And I think Lewis has taken some lessons from that as running a more aggressive primary, and he's raising a lot of money. He's raised about nearly $700,000 so far.
And, of course, Mr. Lewis was on the staff of Senator Max Baucus for many years, a chief aide to him, and the opposition in the general election, if he were to win the primary, would make a big deal out of that.
I think so. We're already getting materials from the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee trying to tie him to the Affordable Care Act and other pieces of legislation that are, at least at the very least, controversial.
And on the Republican side of the House primary, we have five candidates: Elsie Arnson, Corey Stapleton, Drew Turiano, Ryan Zinke, and Matt Rosendale. But a couple of those are winning the money race, Chuck.
Zinke is doing an amazing job raising money. He's raised $900,000 so far and put none of his own money in. Rosendale's raised about $650,000, but about $500,000 is his own money that he lent the campaign. And Stapleton's raised about $375,000. So it's in the money race, it's really between Rosendale and Zinke, but Zinke has the edge. He's got a much bigger ending fund balance as of the latest reports.
Mr. Rosendale has a new television ad that is bound to create some buzz, and the visual of it is Mr. Rosendale standing out in the middle of a field being tracked by a government drone.
I'm Matt Rosendale, and this is how I'd look from a government drone.
And this is what I think about it. The federal government is too big and too powerful. More taxes and regulations put Montana families out of work. Spying on our citizens, that's just wrong. I'm Matt Rosendale, and I approve this message because I'm ready to stand tall for freedom and get Washington out of our lives.
And that was Mr. Rosendale shooting the drone out of the sky, presumably. And I suspect, Chuck, this is an ad that may end up on The Daily Show.
I wouldn't be at all surprised. I did a little story on it the other day, and I see a lot of the national news organizations are doing stories on it now, too. It's an interesting ad in a couple of respects. The opposition to government spying on citizens certainly crosses party lines. I mean, you've got everyone from the ACLU to conservative groups saying we do not want any more of the spying on citizens. It also plays to, you know, the Montana love of guns, and he pulls his rifle out and fires a shot. And I don't know if this was part of the message, but Zinke has been affiliated with a drone business. Now, I think that's really sort of subtle, but and maybe not intended, but it hits on a lot of levels.
And another House Republican candidate, Corey Stapleton, also has an ad that I think some will view as provocative.
Hi, I'm Corey Stapleton. I learned growing up here and at the Naval Academy, you get knocked down, get up and fight back. Seems President Obama underestimates Montana if he thinks we're just going to stand by and watch him dismantle our country. Around here, folks are upset. They're fed up with being lied to and tired of a government that keeps spending us into debt. I'm Corey Stapleton, fourth generation Montanan, Navy veteran, proud conservative, and I approve this message.
And, of course, this ad is going after a favorite Republican target, President Obama.
Yeah, we'll see a lot of that in other candidates' ads, I'm sure, in the House, other Republican candidates. And especially so-called Obamacare. That'll be a frequent target. And another one, of course, is the failure to balance a budget, although I think I would say there's plenty of blame to be passed around that in both parties. So I don't think that's exclusively one that you can criticize the president on.
Well, there are only six more weeks until the June 3rd primary, and one assumes that the public will start paying attention to these races pretty soon. Mike, what do you think?
You know, that is the question about primary races, also in an off-year election. You know, the turnout is going to be low regardless, and the primary turnout could be really low, although I think we do have some interesting races. I've noticed just talking to people that they're starting to talk about the Senate race, but when I mention someone like, you know, Dirk Adams, people go, oh, who? Who's that? So there's a lot of days left for people to get their name out there, and I think a lot of people still don't know who the candidates are, but we're going to see a fair amount of money spent on this primary.
Well, we will reconvene next Friday and every Friday after that until the primary so that we can maybe add to the discussion of the upcoming June primary election. And, guys, we'll talk again next week. Thanks.
Okay, I look forward to it.
Thank you, Sally.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mauch. We hope you'll join us next week for another discussion of the week's political news.